Question 21. How do I receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Answer. Once you have prayed a prayer of salvation and cleansing, the Lord can fill you with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit in your life when you accept Christ, because the Holy Spirit draws you to salvation. But there is more available to you in your Christian walk than just salvation. In addition to the infilling of the Holy Spirit, there are also 9 gifts of the Spirit that are mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 8 through 10. They are word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, different kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Each of these gifts displays the powerful presence of God's Holy Spirit. Here is a prayer to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, I believe the Holy Spirit is real. I believe this gift is for me. Lord, I love you, and I want above all else to be filled with your Holy Spirit. I am asking you now to fill me with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Give me the experience like the Christians had in the book of Acts. Fill me and use me with all of your gifts. I will humbly use this blessing only for your glory. Help me understand how to live my life in such a way that I bring honor to you and dwell with you in the secret place. In Jesus' name, amen. When you receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, God will give you a special prayer language that you can use when you pray. When you pray in this prayer language, your spirit within you communicates directly with God, even though you might not know exactly what you're praying for. In fact, when you do not know how to pray, you can pray in your prayer language, and the Holy Spirit will pray to God for you. The Holy Spirit will always pray according to the will of God, not according to the will of man. God can give you a gift so that you can interpret the language and thereby understand what the Holy Spirit is praying. If you do not receive a prayer language right away, keep praying, praising God, and thanking Him for this gift anyway. You might receive your prayer language when you least expect it.